Support comes from PERIC, working to construct the spaces where the St. Louis community works, learns, and grows. More at PERIC.com.
Hey, it's Luis. Episode 3 of Meet Me drops in a couple of weeks, and we're busy working on it. It's about a generational divide between a father and son in a St. Louis pizza family business. But when we last left off, we promised that if there were any major developments with the idea of St. Louis City and County coming together, that you could meet us right back here. This year marks the 150th anniversary of when residents of St. Louis City and County voted to separate, a decision now known as the Great Divorce. We explored the lasting impact of that decision and efforts to reverse it in the first two episodes of Meet Me. This morning, March 12, 2026, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page held a surprise press conference.
But faced with the council's budget cuts and the subsequent service reductions, we need to be talking about other paths. And one of those paths that I'm hearing a lot about is further consolidation of services and perhaps even governments. And the question is, could the city of St. Louis enter St. Louis County as another municipality? And that already has a lot of political support and a lot of people are talking about it.
St. Louis Public Radio politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum was at Sam Page's press conference, and he joins me now to talk about what this means. So, Jason, I know you've been reporting and following this breaking news all day. What was your initial reaction to Sam Page's remarks?
I certainly didn't see this coming. Just to give a little bit of color to this, I had gone home to fetch my laptop, which my ADHD-addled brain had forgotten. And while sitting in my car, I saw a news alert that Sam Page was going to talk about this. Since I live about 7 minutes away from the county government center, I was able to get there with 2 minutes to spare. Dr. Page actually told me that I could just take a minute to put on my belt. So that's probably a little bit too much information, but that just shows how big of a surprise this was. I've been asking policymakers for years since the demise of Better Together whether they're serious about looking at some sort of combination of the city and the county. And what I got, especially from County Executive Page, was kind of a noncommittal attitude up until today. And a lot of this, it seems, is kind of pushed to the forefront because of the county's budgetary woes and a lack of an immediate solution. But I don't really think there's ever a bad time to talk about this, especially if it could make life better for St. Louis and St. Louis County residents.
So you sounds like you think that part of, and he sort of says this too in his remarks, that it's this is being driven by all of the budget woes that the county is currently experiencing.
I think that's certainly why he's bringing it up now. I think that he feels that he's tried everything and he's run out of options. His antagonists on the St. Louis County Council feel like he hasn't done enough to help the budgetary malaise that has gripped the county, not only during his tenure, but before his tenure. But I think it probably is worth a deep dive and a long-term study about whether having the city become a municipality in St. Louis County and bringing with that having one health department, one transportation department, possibly one police department, one recorder of deeds, one collector of revenue. It is worth looking at if that would save both jurisdictions money and would provide better services. But we don't know the answer to that because a study like that probably hasn't been done in decades. So I think that there's a lot of unanswered questions about what exactly he wants us to do, you know?
In his remarks, Page pointed out ways in which the city and the county already work together: light rail, bus service, Metropolitan Sewer District, the Zoo Museum District, Great Rivers Greenway. And in his press conference, he said this about other services and government buildings.
Consolidation of services brings efficiency in public safety, street maintenance, our public health safety net. But there are more. These consolidations and cooperative agreements allow us to maintain services without increasing taxes. We could even consolidate our government buildings.
So he goes on to even suggest that the center of government, county government, could be in the city again. So he's referencing a lot of current savings in city-county collaboration, not having to raise taxes or build new buildings. What do you hear in his remarks about all that?
Well, I do want to push back against one point. I think that the county will probably have to raise at least one tax, and that is the purchases of online stuff. And that's going to go before voters most likely in August. And it's going to be a tough sell. Nobody wants to pay an extra 30 cents for an Evanescence t-shirt they buy on Amazon. I certainly don't. But the county is also dealing with a really big budgetary deficit. So maybe that is a sacrifice county residents could make. But with that aside, I do think that if the city became a municipality within the county, it is possible that the overall cost of government, since you would only have one entity for all the services he mentioned and also maybe fewer buildings, it could overall be lower. I don't see how the city could have an earnings tax anymore. So that would be a cost to city residents and people who work in the city that could potentially go down. I mention that because there's specifically a state law that says that there are only two entities that can have an earnings tax, St. Louis and Kansas City. And if St. Louis became a municipality within St. Louis County, there's an open question about whether that could remain. But again, like, a lot of this is going to require like the appointment of a city, county, and state board, known as the Board of Freeholders, to look into what the plan would look like, some really rigorous studies about whether this cost savings would actually happen. This is just it's good that we're talking about this, but I think we need to emphasize that we are at the start of what could be a very, very long process, not like a breakthrough that is going to lead to the end of the Great Divorce.
And it feels important to mention that Sam Page is not running for re-election. Does that play a factor here, do you think?
I think it might give him a little bit more freedom to say this sort of thing. I was actually mentioning to another county official that had he announced today that he and St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer were reforming a Board of Freeholders, which, as I mentioned before, is the body that ultimately comes up with a plan and presents it to city and county residents for a vote. If he had announced that and the process had gone beyond when he's going to be in office and then had forced his successor to potentially sell that plan when the appointees wouldn't even be his successors, there's something practically wrong with that and morally wrong with that. So I think it's good that Page didn't do what I just mentioned. But the downside of not putting forth a concrete plan to implement what he talked about is it's just talk. And there's no guarantee that his successor is going to want to do any of this. And it certainly sparks an important conversation. But conversation without action is just talk. So I don't think he personally, beyond getting people to talk about this, can really do anything functionally to bring the city into the county. It'll be up to his successor. It'll be up to St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer. And it'll be up to the voters of the city and the county if they ever get to vote on a plan.
So speaking of St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer, in a statement, she said that she supports collaborative conversations and that the city is open to discussions. Is there anything we should read into that statement?
Yeah, I've asked the mayor about this topic multiple times. I think she is genuinely amenable to the idea of some sort of merger or consolidation or combination, whatever word you want to use. I understand the word merger is radioactive among people, but if the city joined the county as a municipality, it is a merger because you're merging a lot of city services. So it is functionally a merger, even if it is not better together, making this metro mega government, which does not seem to be what either one of them want. I think it's important because if you don't have a willing partner in the mayor's office to go through with any of this, then the talk becomes just even less relevant. I think she is willing to have these conversations with the next county executive. I think one of her predecessors, Lyda Crewson, who was part of the Better Together plan, really, really was a true believer in a merger. And I think, unfortunately for her partner, Steve Stenger, was a literal criminal. So that caused the process to be set back almost 7 or 8 years.
What should St. Louisans keep an eye out for when it comes to this new discussion around city-county consolidation?
I think that one thing you're going to have to look out for is if there is a serious petition plan to restart the Board of Freeholders. That's one. It's easy to get signatures. They'll be able to get signatures for that. The next will be, what will they be discussing? So those are the things we have to look for. Whether there's going to be a petition drive for the Board of Freeholders, who gets appointed to that board, what the board's focus is, and whether a plan will go before city and county voters, or whether the mayor and county executive will want to go the statewide route.
So what I'm hearing you say is this was a big statement by the county executive, but it is still just talk, and we've got to keep our eye out for something that's something beyond that.
Yes. I don't think it's insignificant that Sam Page said this today. I think it is, as I said on the outset, this is a conversation St. Louis and St. Louis County, Missouri, the rest of the region needs to have. The devil's in the details, and those details are really important, not just for critics of this idea, but for people who will actually be affected by it.
Great. St. Louis Public Radio politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Meet Me, a project from St. Louis Public Radio about connecting across divides to find a way forward. Share this episode with your friends and family, and follow us on Instagram at MeetMeSTL. We also have a newsletter for Meet Me listeners. Sign up at stlpr.org. This episode was produced by me, Luis Antonio Perez, and Alex Hoyer. Engineering by Aaron Dorr, and mixing and mastering by me. Meet Me's engagement producer is Paola Rodriguez. Brian Heffernan is our executive producer. Theme music by Cutta and Friends. Special thanks to Jason Rosenbaum, Rachel Lippman, Fred Ehrlich, and Laila Halibashic. Grant support comes from the James S. McDonald Foundation. Meet me back here next time.